WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals, 5 minutes to win. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let me tell you, starting your day off right can make all the difference. We're talking about those little rituals that set the tone for success, happiness, and crushing it in every aspect of life. Now, today's episode is super important because we're tackling something that trips up almost everyone at some point. Negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I can't do this, or I always mess up? You know that feeling when those inner voices start whispering doubts and insecurities. Trust me, I've been there countless times. But the good news is, we can learn to silence those negative voices and replace them with empowering ones. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice positive self-talk, the stronger it gets. So, here are 5 key takeaways that can help you break free from negative self-talk and build a more confident mindset. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to tackling anything is acknowledging it's happening. Pay attention to those inner voices. What are they saying? When do they pop up? Recognizing the patterns of your negative self-talk is like shining a light on a dark corner, making it less intimidating and easier to deal with. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as fact. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this claim? Are my thoughts realistic? Often, our negative self-talk stems from distorted thinking patterns. Once you identify them, you can start challenging their validity and replace them with more balanced and positive ones. 3. Practice positive affirmations. Think of affirmations as mental vitamins for your brain. They're short, powerful statements that can reprogram your subconscious mind. Start each day by repeating positive affirmations about yourself and your abilities. You can say things like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I am strong. The more you repeat them, the more you start to believe them. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. You are a product of your environment. Who you spend time with, what you consume, it all influences your mindset. Seek out positive people who uplift and inspire you. Limit your exposure to negative news and social media that can drain your energy. Instead, fill your life with things that bring you joy and make you feel good about yourself. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. We often focus on what we haven't done instead of celebrating our successes. Take time to appreciate your strengths and all the amazing things you've achieved. This will build your self-confidence and make it easier to overcome negative thoughts. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was working on a big project a while back feeling super pressured, like everything depended on me getting it right. You know those moments when self-doubt starts creeping in? Well, I caught myself thinking, what if I fail? I'm not good enough for this. That's where those negative thoughts can really derail you. But then I remembered to challenge them. I asked myself, what evidence do I have that I'll fail? Have I failed at similar projects before? No. In fact, I had a track record of success. Instead of dwelling on the what-ifs, I shifted my focus to what I could control: my preparation, my effort, and my attitude. I started using positive affirmations like, I am capable, I can handle this, and I am going to do an amazing job. Guess what? The project turned out great. It was a reminder that by replacing negative self-talk with positive beliefs, I could literally shape the outcome of my experiences. So remember, folks, you are not defined by your thoughts, you are the master of your mind. Be kind to yourself, challenge those negative voices, and focus on building a strong, positive inner narrative. You've got this. Now go out there and make it an amazing day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words today. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep hustling and stay positive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.